day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with students from
Eka de Sutton, Sutton School,
Margaret, Kiera, and Harry, who are going to be speaking to us about their Ukrainian initiative, collecting items for refugees in Europe. So thank you all for being here with me today. Could you please provide me some information as to how this all got started and why you decided to do something like this?
So when we came back from our trip, my mom told me about this war. So I wanted to ask my teacher, Sonia, why is this happening? Basically, she told me that there was a war in Ukraine, and After she told us that, well, then she had an idea to make cards for the Ukrainian refugees. And then we were making all cards, and then we started to get a little bit more serious with getting boxes and filling up the boxes with toys, tutus, and etc.
Okay, do either Kiera or Margaret, do you have anything that you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, I want to add something.
Yes, Sonia, go ahead.
Kiara's mother is from Slovakia. At the beginning, when we started collecting toys, books, clothes, and things like that, and medication, then we needed to decide where to send it. We wanted to make sure it would reach the Ukrainian refugee, especially children. So our mom has a sister in Slovakia, and so Kiara's mom wrote to me telling me about her contact, and her sister was actually helping in a camp called Camp Zelina, if my memory serves me right. So that's how we found our first recipient in Slovakia. Then the other recipients we found, there are 40 children, orphan children from Mariupol, and they're in Poland, and so we are sending things to them also. So we have two recipients in two different countries at this time.
Margaret, why did you think it was important for you guys to do something like this and for you to do your part to help people who are being impacted by this war?
Well, because we really wanted to help them. Well, we didn't want them to suffer in the war. So we wanted to help them, and then we started doing the boxes and stuff, and then we sent them.
How about you, Harry?
From somebody in our class named L'Oreal, her father gave us like $5,000 for transportation.
Yeah, that was my next question. How is all of this being sent over to the recipients that you guys have chosen to support? Do you know how everything's being sent over there? Is it going on a plane? Is it going on a boat?
A plane. And then it's going to go into the douane. And then it took about like a week or two until they passed the barriers. So
we found that the customs, les douanes in French, customs.
Okay, that's what
that process. Okay. We learned that it's long for the boxes to pass. But what we did, trying to help the process, on our boxes we have put pictures of the students here with drawings, so that the custom people know that these are children, Canadian children, helping Ukrainian children, and we're hoping they're not gonna stop our boxes from, you know, going through the process of customs. And we're sending them with DHL that have given us a good deal, so that it costs less to send the boxes. So they're one of our partners. We also have, who's giving us the boxes?
Cascade,
and also
BMR.
Yeah, that are, you know, the whole community of Sutton have participated, and we're hoping with your radio show that other people will hear about it. And can the people do something still with the, are we finished with our project?
Yeah,
no.
That's what I was about to ask you. Can people continue donating?
Yeah, because we put in boxes in plenty of shops. There's Vert Partout, La Brouerie, Pharmacie Brunet, La Rumeur Affamée, Ramen, Café Yamabiko, and Molly's. So we put it a box there, and we can put the stuff to put there. And BMR too.
Thank you so much, Kiara. I really appreciate it. I also had the pleasure to speak with Maya, Sarah, Maxim, Noah, Aiden, and Tegan. And they're going to provide us a little bit of information on what they're looking for exactly in terms of items. So can one of you please provide some details as to what you're looking for and what is needed?
Well, we're looking for protein bars, some baby formula,
some first aid kits and school material.
From my understanding, they're being sent to the refugees in Europe, but whatever you have left over is going to be for people coming here as well.
Yes, but there's also like some liquid stuff that we keep here because we're afraid that they're going to spill in boxes.
And like juice or...
Yeah, and like we have liquid soap that might spill and open, makes everything wet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these types of items you guys are saving for people when they're local.
Yes. Yeah, when they come here.
Okay, and what has been your favorite part about doing this project?
Sending the boxes and actually making them to Ukraine.
Organizing them too.
Yeah, because once they get them, I hope they feel good about everything they get.
Thank you, Maxim. Does anyone else want to say anything to?
Well, me, it's my favorite part was making them feel good.
Yeah.
It was people that were supporting them. And my favorite part was also talking on the phone with people.
Oh, you had a chance to actually talk with people on the phone. Yeah. That's amazing. So you had to connect with them too.
Like the BMR, we talked to them on the phone.
Some people in the class had to like film videos and send them
on Facebook.
So we hopefully everyone else would start donating more toothpaste, toothbrushes, stuff like that.
The kids, why she mentioned the phone is that as a teacher, I wanted the students to do the work, right? It's their project. So they had to call, some of them called the stores to ask if they wanted to collaborate with us. They wrote to Cascade. Aiden is the one who wrote to Cascade. And Drake too.
And what have you guys learned from this experience?
About being nice to other humans that might not have the best life right now. And are trying to push through all the things that bad things are happening.
I've learned this experience to always have patience for like projects like this because we needed a lot of patience.
Yes.
And we need to be organized.
And we have to have fun making everything and yeah.
Do you want to add anything, Maya?
I learned that we needed to not only do us by ourselves, but other people help too. We're not the only ones that will help, but it's still fun knowing that you're the one that started the project and that made everyone realize that we're not the only ones that need things at this moment.
There can be, because at the camps right now, there's 40 kids in one, and a lot of them are going to need stuff when they go back for school, so when they get back home after the war and everything like that.
Thank you, Maxim. And Tegan, can people, how long are you going to be doing this project for? Do you know?
We're thinking till the end of the year, the school year.
Okay.
Because that's when we're still Sonia.
Okay.
And we may not have money at the end of the year left. So
yeah.
Okay.
Our budget is $5,000. So right now it's costing us about between $300 and $400 each box.
Okay. Are you guys collecting money to that as well?
Collected $25. That's really it.
I mean, if somebody wants to come to the school and give us money, we will accept it, but that was not the main will. We did get some money like from Kilncore, the company that gave us the $5,000, but like we're not gonna say no to the money. As if somebody in the community wants to participate, it's gonna allow us to send more boxes.
Have other students in the school been helping you guys? I know that you share the school with
The whole school. We put boxes in front of our class. And the whole school is donating their toys.
Yeah, because I know that you share a school with English students as well. So have they been helping
you guys?
The first day we did this, we didn't have the most ever.
But then the
2 weeks later, we had like a lot of stuff.
A couple people in the class that went in the other class to do a little presentation about our project. So that at the beginning, there was a lot. There's still a lot coming, but less than at the beginning.
Thank you, Maya.
And now we have a good amount coming at all the stores that we collaborated with.
Hey, well, thank you, Maxim. Is there anything else that you guys would like to mention that you think would be important for people to know?
Yes, well, to not, like, because in our boxes there, we find things that are colored on. And, like, we have this little teddy bear octopus that we found. Somebody like cut it or something. And they give us stuff like they're already colored on, like color books, but that are like scribbled on or.
And we don't want wooden items that remind them of the war.
Yeah, colorful.
So it's important to choose what you're donating.
Yes.
And so we got one game that had lasers in it. We didn't send it because of the war and everything.
One of the things, the task the students had to do was to go through every donation and make sure that it would not be add any violent reference. Yeah. You know, like, so it was one of the tasks that they did very well.
Like,
they were
no
very
monsters.
They were able to put themselves at the place of the other Ukrainian
refugees.
And maybe one of the things we want to mention, the people can come to the school. At the entrance of the school, there's a big box so people can leave things. Like, we also accept sleeping bags. We already needed that. And so they can leave things at the entrance of the school. But when the school is closed, because we close at 3:30, then they can go to the different location that we mentioned before in the community.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming and meet us.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.